live for today, so I never have to worry what tomorrow will bring. Cause my faith is on solid rock. I'm counting on God. I'm counting on. I'm in a war, but not with this world. You are the light that's beautiful, and I want more. I want all that's yours. Joy unspeakable that won't go away. Just enough strength to live for today, so I never have to worry what tomorrow will bring. Cause my faith is on solid rock. I'm counting on God. I'm counting on.
We welcome you this morning to Cornerstone Baptist Church. We're excited that you're here. I can tell with my whole heart that you are not here by accident, that God knew this morning you were going to sit in that very seat, and that he has a divine purpose for you being here this morning, and I don't want you to miss it. We welcome you. If you are a first-time guest, we have a gift for you towards the back in the foyer area. Don't miss that when you leave. We want you to grab that. We invite you to worship with us today. Sing with all your heart because he is worthy. I'm going to ask Branson, will you lead us in prayer this morning?
Amen. Let's all stand together. Good to see you today. Let's come and worship. One, two, three, four. open up the heavens. One, two, three, four.
Open up the heavens.
Let's sing a couple of stanzas of I Love to Tell the Story. Ready?
I love to tell the story of amazing things of love, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my
pray to that great God. Great are you, Lord. And we praise you for the God that you are. There is no other God like you. And we want to worship you and praise you. And today these songs are our gift to you. We offer up the sacrifice of praise, for only you are worthy of that praise. So God, now may we correctly and well present the gift you've given to us of your word, of your revelation, so that we can study it, live by it, and allow it to transform our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I just want you to turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to get started in just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Daryl, I watched you closer today, so that drum off's coming, buddy. I mean, how hard can it be? Oh, I don't agree at all, do y'all? I know I wouldn't know what to do. That amazes me that four body parts can be doing separate things, 2 feet, 2 hands, and that. And he's wanting to be a drummer. But anyway, so, hey, membership matters is what we've been talking about. And I want to say this up front. We believe in practicing a lot of grace. Do we not? Amen? I don't know about you. When I mess up, I'm looking for grace. and mercy. I'm not looking for judgment. And so, as we go through these next steps, wherever you are in the process, we're going to love you. We're glad you're here. I want everybody to hear me, and you may not like it, but get over it. If you come for years and never join, we want you here. We are glad you're here, and we're glad you're a part, and it's never meant to be, you got to do this, you got to do this. Now, there are some things in the Word we're going to say, you got to, because you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again. We're never going to water that down. That has to happen. That has to be a reality in your life, and that's what we talked about last week. Well, this week, we're wanting to talk about being connected to a local church. Now, if you haven't gotten that already, I put extras even in the back. If you thought last week, man, that's kind of cool, we only had to fill in 2 blanks, I'm making up for last week on this one right here, okay? It is front and back, and there's a lot of material, but I think this is going to be very beneficial to you to have, remind you of who we are, what we do, and why we're here, and what we want to do to help you in this spiritual journey. You know, discipleship has been over-explained and overstated many times, but really discipleship is simply following Jesus according to the biblical pattern he has given us. That is discipleship. So if you would, stand for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 18, 19, and 20. It's our connection to a local church. But now, God has placed each one of the parts in one body, just as he wanted. And if they were all the same part, where would the body be? Now, there are many parts, yet one body, and you may be seated. And I do believe in context that one body was the church at Corinth. And that church, that local congregation of baptized believers, came together and had a purpose to exist. So today, as we talk about being connected to a local church, let me remind you some of the things the Bible refers to us as. A body of believers. A fellowship. I like this one. a family. We're to function as a family. The idea that I love in this passage is that every person God sends here, and I hope you hear me on that, no one should join a church who does not feel led by the Holy Spirit of God, that God says, this is where I want you to be. But when that happens, it is another piece in the puzzle. It's another connection, if you will. See, God's gift to you, us is eternal life, the Holy Spirit, and a body of believers to encourage us, to love us, to walk with us, to carry us when we can't seem to go ahead on our own. But then, when God leads someone here, you're a gift to this body. Isn't that awesome? The body's a gift to you, but you're a gift to this body because you have a unique role. You add something to the recipe of this local church. Now, some of y'all are a little too spicy, but I actually think that's a good thing. It challenges us. We're there not to just go along. We're there to help. We're there to challenge. Why? Iron sharpens iron. He doesn't add us to a church for us to be an observer. He adds us to a church to be a worshiper, to be a discipler, to be a servant, to be an encouragement to others. Now, here's something I want you to realize. God created man, your first blank. God created man a specific way with a relational disposition. He gave us a relational capacity. Now, can I tell you something about God creating us? We are far as man, the species, Homo sapien. Yes, I went to school. We are far above and beyond all other living species. To the younger generation, let me say something. Did you know science backs up what God's Word says? Do you understand that there's so many things about God's Word that it just reinforces it? Now, Genesis 1 spells it out, how it happened, but let me illustrate. Did you know we can now measure, not me personally, but there are those who can, we can now measure the number of neurons in the prefrontal cortex. Aren't you glad you came to church today? Man, woo, hallelujah. And what's that mean? What's that about? Watch. The higher the number of neurons in the prefrontal cortex, the more tribal and the more relational a species is. That's what explains porpoises. Going in schools. That's what explains whales hanging out. But guess who's at the top of the food chain for neurons in the prefrontal cortex? We are. Now watch, it's not even close. There is such a separation there. No matter how much you believe your dog is better than any human. And some of y'all are about to be challenged by this message greatly. You know why you like that dog? That dog don't talk back like a lot of other people do. And even saying that, some of y'all are going, you don't know my dog. I get it. But God created male and female. Do I need to say that again? By the way, you didn't have a choice in that. That was determined by God. And it's not a choice for you at birth or after birth. That is a decision God made. And you say, well, I can do what I want to. That's correct, but you'll live outside God's parameters and God's direction and God stated a way that he created. And it's saying you're God and he's not. That's what it's saying. Moving on. We're leaps and bounds ahead. And it points to the truth that we're made to be relational. We're heads above and beyond superior